morning. We have on the line Staff Sergeant John Shusick. He happens to be the president of the Hartford Police Union. Sergeant, thank you so much for listening, and more than that, thank you for calling us.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Sergeant. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Sergeant, I know you want to weigh in on the discussion, Hartford, bankruptcy, union contracts, all of that, so go ahead.
Well, first off, let me just tell you, you do a great job. I listen to you almost every morning. You guys do a terrific job.
Thank you.
Here, so, yeah, absolutely. I called in. Obviously, the bankruptcy discussion is on everybody's mind, but, you know, I want to put it out there, and I think there's a little part of the story that hasn't been being told, at least from the police union's perspective, is we have on the table millions and millions of dollars worth of concessions for this mayor to help, on our end, what we can do. That little part of the story, and I know that's one little part of it only, but hasn't really been put out there. So you do have unions throughout the city that are doing their part to help this, what's going on right now, and help solve the budget deficit. So there are millions of dollars out on the table. The mayor is refusing some of those concessions. We've been without a contract for about a year now. And, it's very hard to recruit. We have officers leaving. We're 100 officers below where we should be. And we're losing them. We're losing another one in 4 days. And I'm not talking to retirements. I'm talking to going to other departments. I'm talking going across the river to East Hartford. I'm talking about going to these other departments. We want to keep our membership, obviously. We want to recruit. We want to recruit new officers to the job here in Hartford. It's a tremendous job, a great community here that we serve. So there's a little bit more of the story that's being not being told.
Sergeant, this is fascinating. Why do you think the mayor has agreed to concessions with the firefighters union, but not the police department's union?
I'm not going to, speculate on the motives of the mayor or whatnot, but I can tell you that we have millions and millions of dollars on the table in concessions. We're looking to get a contract. I want to bring the morale up for the members of our department, of my department. Again, we have over 400 great officers here. Morale is an issue. We are short-staffed. We want to recruit more and more officers, and we want to be part of the solution. So instead of worrying about our collective bargaining rights and trying to, we already 10 to 15, 20% lower, especially for new hires and people in the first few years, we are far, far below the average pay in this region, and we are much, much busier. These guys have a tremendously difficult job, a great community we serve, absolutely, but we have a dangerous job, a difficult job. We are paid far less than many of the surrounding communities, and we're still willing to come to the table because we want to be part of the solution. So I can't speculate why the mayor is taking this route. I think he's at the point, and maybe he's in over his head, I don't know. But I can tell you that we are absolutely want to be part of the solution here, and that's from the membership. We want a contract. It's been a year without a contract. We've been working without one.
We're talking with Sergeant John Shusick, president of the Hartford Police Union, who called us this morning. I just want to say a couple of things to you, Sergeant, and this comes from me personally. I have always felt, and I feel very, very strongly about what you, the union folks that are police officers, do for the city of Hartford. I personally have seen some of it, been a part of some of it, and I just wanted you, because you probably don't get many people telling you that all the time, but you guys are really tremendous in what you have given and are giving to the city.
Well, thank you for that, and you're absolutely right. It's not me, it's the 400 officers out there right now who do a tremendous job. Officers, sergeants, detectives, lieutenants, captains, We have matron. We have one matron in our bargaining unit. One parking controller left, and our two animal control officers. So they all do a tremendous job. They love the job they do. They love serving this community. But I will tell you, the mayor has brought the morale down. Council President Clark has been tremendous. DJ Clark has been absolutely tremendous stuff, as has Councilman Sanchez. The entire delegation has been very, very good to us. And we would, instead of the mayor trying to kill our collective bargaining rights with last year with the 464, which he miserably failed at, or even this year with a bill he put forward, instead of trying to kill our collective bargaining rights, go there and advocate to get the pilot money Hartford deserves. There's a lot of other go there and advocate to bring new business to Hartford. Don't sit here and take officers who are overworked, understaffed, already paid 10 to 15%, if not more. Don't continue to hamper our collective bargaining rights. Continue to lower our contracts. I mean, some of the stuff that's been put out there. Let's say 2 days ago, there was an article in the Current talked about the vacation.
I was just going to ask you about that. What's your position on that?
Well, let me tell you what they did there. They took a non-union member when he left, so he was paid out at a completely different rate. They took a police chief who had 30 years of service, okay, and he's paid out not at what a union member is paid out at, but an unlimited amount of sick time at a higher rate, I think it's 75% for management. He's paid out at that at an unlimited amount of days, and it came at a much higher rate. There's a chief of police, which certainly not your average member rises to the rank of chief of police. So he's paid out at that rate. Now, that if that same individual was paid out in what he had, it would have been about a $35,000 payout, not a $218,000 payout. Now, still good, $35,000, absolutely a lot of money, but over a 30-year career, you're not paid. You're working these holidays that you are absolutely entitled to be paid for, and you're not. You're electing to bank the money. You're still working that day. You're allowed to bank the money. Many officers do that, and when they leave, they are entitled to that money. They work the day. I still have to work on Christmas. Still have to work on Thanksgiving. I am entitled to pay. My members are entitled to pay for that day, and some of them don't take the pay. They bank it. So it would have been about $35,000 under that one situation, not the $218,000, I think, that the current portrayed. So, again, that was a chief of police under a different, completely different payout, unlimited and whatnot, not what your average union member, your bargaining union member gets. So I think that needs to be told, and that side of the story isn't always told.
Sergeant, before we let you go, we're going to have the mayor on in just a little bit. What would you ask the mayor if you could talk to him today?
Well, the guys here do a tremendous job, an absolutely tremendous job. We've been without a contract for a year. We're losing officers. We're short-staffed. And, of course, we want a contract. We've brought millions and millions of dollars to the table. We want to be part of the solution, and we want to move forward, and that's something that I think has been frustrating to a lot of our membership. But I do thank you very much for your kind words earlier. You're absolutely right. The men and women of our police department do a great job.
Sergeant, thanks very much for joining us this morning and calling the program. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, and thank you. You guys do a great job as well. Take
care. Thanks. You too.